Tir na n-Óg, the land of eternal youth. Once upon a time in Ireland, a group of fishermen were pulling the boat onto land and gathering the nets full of fish, when one of them said,
"What's that on the water? Look, over there."
And in the distance on the waves, they could see something. "Look through the mist." At the same time, a family was sitting on the beach where the children were building sandcastles. "Mammy, look at the water."
"Oh,
Pat, look. Is it a dolphin?"
"It can't be a dolphin. It's white."
"It's a horse."
The fishermen stopped work.
"But it can't be a horse. It's running on the waves.
And there's a man riding the horse." "But no," said another. "It's not a man. It's a woman wearing a long cloak."
"It's a woman. Look at her long golden hair."
"I think it could be a fairy woman. And that's good luck."
Well, it wasn't a dolphin. And yes, it was a horse.
And yes, the rider was a woman. And the woman's name was Niamh. She was from the land of eternal youth, from Tir na n-Óg. But we couldn't see her face because her cloak was covering her face, because she had the face of a pig. Niamh's father had cast a wicked spell on her, turning her face into that of a pig. She had been a beautiful young girl, but one day the king of Tir na n-Óg, worried that he might lose power, decided the only way to stop his daughter from getting married was to make her ugly. And while she was outside grooming her beautiful white horse, her father came towards her, waving a magic wand.
"Good morning, Daddy. What's happening?"
And ever since that terrible day, Niamh knew that she must go to Ireland to reverse the spell by finding the son of Finn McCool.